Now we're going to the second constraint. This constraint indeed gave sentences. But it still requires, it still is necessary to describe how particular words are chosen for a sentence, how certain combinations are more likely than others. This is done by the second constraint, which is on word likelihood. Whereas the first constraint created sentence structures, the second specifies word meaning. It does not necessarily create meaning, since many words with their meanings must have existed singly before they were used in sentences, but it specifies meaning to any detail desired. The first constraint set frequency equals zero for words outside the required class in argument position. This leaves room for any frequency larger than zero for words which are in the required class. Nothing says, however, that all words must have equal frequency in respect to their operator or argument, or that the frequency must be random or must fluctuate. In fact, we find in a language that each word has a particular and roughly stable likelihood occurring in, as argument, of occurring as argument or operator with a given other word, though there are many cases of uncertainty and so on. These roughly stable likelihoods, and especially the selection frequency, which will be mentioned in a moment, conform to and fix the meanings of the words, as will be seen next week. Each word has a somewhat fuzzy relation of other words, selection of other words, which are more likely than average to appear in a position for its argument. In the case of sleep, for instance, there are hundreds of words such as man and even tree, in contrast with rarer words such as earth or stone under sleep. The set of words having this higher than average likelihood is called a selection, in this case under sleep. The central meaning of a word is given by the selection of arguments under it or of operators over it. In addition to the selection frequency, there exist words with exceptionally high likelihood. A word may have high likelihood, exceptionally high likelihood, as a total of many ordinary likelihoods, if it is in the selection of exceptionally many operators. For example, if we take the indefinite nouns or pronouns, something and someone, they are in the selection of virtually every operator in the language, because almost everything you can say, something or someone, came or fell or went and so forth, whatever it may be. As a result, their total frequency is high. Or, we'll see in a moment what is the importance of the high likelihood. Or the high likelihood may be relative to a particular operator. Each word repetition, for instance, for example, word repetition in certain positions is especially frequent under certain conjunctions. If we take, for instance, Schnabel played Beethoven, but nevertheless, Schnabel composed modern music. That is an ordinary sentence, as well as being true. It is more likely than Schnabel played Beethoven, but nevertheless, Berg composed modern music, which is a more peculiar sentence. What was the consideration was that under but, as also under and or, there's a greater likelihood for some word in the second sentence to be a repetition of a word in the corresponding position of the first sentence than for any other particular one word. Schnabel in the sentence, after Schnabel played Beethoven, it is more likely that the next sentence would have, let's say as its subject, Schnabel, rather than any other one person, composer or non-composer. We will see in the third constraint that high likelihood words may be reduced even to zero. And indeed, these repetitions in corresponding position can be zeroed, yielding, in this case, Schnabel played Beethoven, but nevertheless composed modern music. Now, there are various other examples, but I will not go into them. I want to say that there is also an exceptionally low likelihood that occurs. There are some words that have exceptionally low likelihood, and this also plays a role. But this I'll give an example of in a moment. I first want to say that this constraint, namely of different likelihoods for different arguments, restricts the equiprobability of words. It specifies that for words with frequency larger than zero in the argument position of a given operator, some have high or very high frequency and some close to zero. So these are also constraints on the combinations, on the equiprobability of words that we see.